Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. We're going to talk about something that surprisingly has come up quite a bit over the last few weeks for me. People have been asking about how I handle failure or the fear of failure. And so we're going to dive on in and talk quite a bit about failing. Let's cue that intro and get this started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm stoked to be here sharing with you guys. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I just want to let you know that that's not the norm. I'm not going to just disappear for weeks. We spent some time with family. We really disconnected from the world of social media just a little bit for a week. And you know what? It was really awesome. So just know I'm back in action. We're going to make this happen. We also were planning for our live event, BossCon 2020. By the way, if you have not yet gotten your tickets for BossCon 2020, head on over to BossCon2020.com. Grab those tickets because that is coming up very soon. But let's talk a little bit about failing. One of the big things that I have seen is people will say, like, I would do this, but I'm afraid of failing. And there's quite a few different reasons I think that people in general fear failing. But another question that someone asked me is like, Rachel, I've realized that the reason you're successful is because you're not afraid of failing. So we're going to dive into those things. Is that true? Am I not afraid of failing? What does this process look like? And how can we learn from experiences that other people go through to actually speed up or expedite our processes of growing and learning as entrepreneurs? So the very first thing I want to share is that oftentimes for us, our past experiences really tell us a lot about how we're going to treat failing. So for example, some people grew up with really supportive parents and teachers and mentors and guides who showed them, like, when you fail, get back up. And that has a huge part to play in how we see failure. But for some of us, when you grew up with parents or teachers looking down on you and being like, yeah, you're not going to make it into college, or that's what happens when you think too big, or that's what happens when your head gets filled with silly things, like, our past experiences and the people that we looked up to actually taught us how to view failure in the future. And so for some people, it was embraced. Failure was totally fine. It doesn't reflect on who you are as a person. But for some people, the experience of failing and the feedback that they got from that experience actually made them afraid to do it again because they wanted to avoid pain. Now, pain avoidance is one of the strongest things that actually drives us to take action or not take action. We are so much more motivated by avoiding pain than we are towards doing something that may have a potential gain. So recognize that that's a part of the programming that we've had. But the other big thing is that somewhere between being a kid, becoming an adult, and going after our dreams, there was like a shift in the terminology that people used. So I know, like, when I was a kid, people would be like, dream big. You can achieve your dreams. If you can dream it, you can do it. Like all these really cool positive things. And then it seemed like somewhere around the age of 13, things started to come into play, like ACT scores and aptitude tests. And I'm going to be honest, your scores or your GPA will never get you into the colleges that you want to go to. And thus, you're never going to have a successful career. It's almost like the programming completely switched. So at first, we were all taught to be optimists, like, you can do it, you can do anything, this picture is beautiful, wow, you're so full of potential. And then all of a sudden, it switched. And so a lot of us were left really confused. And so I know for me, I was actually never comfortable with failing. It was very scary to me. I didn't want to fail. But when I started to look at my comfort zone and what life was going to look like staying there, that was so painful and scary to me that I was like, I have to just do it. I have to make the leap. And I want to be super, like, honest and transparent about this. There has not been a huge leap that I haven't had some element of fear, but there was a big trick that I played on my brain when I was afraid of things. And I started to say, what if you're not scared? What if that's not anxiety? What if that's not nerves? What if those are butterflies of excitement? What if that's a feeling like, oh, we can totally do this? What if it's like right before you're about to go over the top of a roller coaster and your stomach is doing flip-flops? Maybe it's that kind of excitement. And so I started tricking my brain, and I think this is, I want to say it's a Brené Brown technique, but I don't remember where I heard it. And so I started tricking my brain to turn fear or nerves into excitement. And so, you know, back in February, back when we had conferences and stuff, I spoke at a conference in front of 5,000 people. And right before I went on stage, the usual flippy flop of my stomach started happening. And I have already gone into my whole, oh, I just felt it. I felt the drop in my stomach, like, it's about time. This is going to happen. This is so cool. And so the language that I use and the language that we use to explain those feelings that we're going through, that actually determines how our brain and our body perceive fear. Now, that being said, I have massively failed. I have bombed in front of people. I'll never forget, there was one conference that I spoke at in Texas, and it was in front of several hundred people, and I was the keynote. And I didn't understand who the audience was well enough. I knew my topic, but when I went to perform it, and it was a speech that I had given before, the audience couldn't care less. As I was speaking to the audience, it was like crickets. I would be like, you know, if you want an awesome content system that supports you in building your business, raise your hand. Like two hands in an audience of hundreds raised. And I was like, okay, this is what it feels like to officially bomb publicly on stage. It was very uncomfortable. And I definitely didn't walk off of that stage being like, I feel like a winner. I was like, okay, next time we'll be better. And so I think about, you know, everyone always hears about the successes in business, or they hear about like the launch that went well, or the 50% of clients that we're crushing it for. People haven't heard about the times when I'll take on a client and it doesn't work. I would be lying if I didn't say that there weren't failures. There are totally failures along the journey. This is actually kind of crazy that I'm sharing this with you guys, but so I didn't feel awesome when I walked off that stage, but I really realized, yeah, that's what it felt like to totally fail publicly in front of a bunch of people. I've put out courses and programs where we were expecting hundreds of sales and maybe seven people purchased. And I would sit back and be like, okay, how do we retool this and make sure that this doesn't happen again? Like, where did we miss the bar? Where did we, you know, not connect with our audience? So many people don't hear about the times that I've made huge mistakes that honestly are failures. For example, I one time did this post on social media where I was explaining some of the things that trolls have, you know, said in response to emails, or haters, or mean people. And I, without thinking, I don't know why I normally do this, but I didn't anonymize the email. And you know what happened? People were really upset. That wasn't just a mistake, it was a failure. I didn't protect that person's email, even though they were hating. So like, these failures come up, and all we can do, truth be told, is own them and then keep moving forward. And I want to share with you guys a couple things that have been super, super helpful for me along this journey. Number one is to study the failures of successful people. I want you to, as you're listening to this right now, think of three people that you really admire and ask yourself, like, what failures have they gone through? And if you don't know what failures they've gone through, go research their name in Google and add failures, and you'll probably find interviews, videos about their big failures. No successful person has ever not had massive and public failures. And the biggest difference is, did they get back up so people didn't even really realize that it was a failure that slowed them down? But not only that, we have spent most of our lives learning from people who didn't persist. Does that make sense? Like, the people that you know in your life, most of them who took a big risk or a leap of faith, if something failed, they stayed down and it became that remember when I lost my business moment that they tell for the rest of their life, instead of getting back up and being like, yes, I lost my business and things failed, which, by the way, I have lost a business. I totally failed at an e-commerce store. I had helped so many other people build e-commerce stores, and when I tried to do it, totally failed. it's okay. But that wasn't going to be my story because I wasn't going to stop there. So study the failures of the people that you admire. And there's a few books that I'm going to recommend real fast. And this is really cool. Number one is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It is the book about the journey of Nike. I love this book. I laughed. I cried. It was so good. I read it in like a quick weekend, a really short weekend. The second book is Delivering Happiness by Tony. I think it's Tony C. I'm probably mispronouncing his last name, but that's about the journey of Zappos and how they built this business. And you get to see all of the just-in-time moments and all of the things going wrong behind the scenes and all the failures and things that totally seemed like they were falling apart and how they persisted. And then the third book actually relates to the second book. And that third book is Principles by Ray Dalio. And I don't actually suggest that most people read it because it's a really long book. It's huge. It's like this thick. But in the book, basically, it says you need to create a set of principles that you're going to run your business on, and you systematize your decision making based on your principles. It streamlines your decision making. It's very simple. And so, like, we have core values. Tony C. of Zappos had core values, and he said, even if you lose a hand in poker, it doesn't mean you did the wrong thing. It means that you continue to play according to your strategy. Don't deviate your strategy just because you lose a hand. It's about the overall game. The same thing is true in business. If you continually follow your principles, which for me, one of my big principles is ownership. If I fail, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to dissect it. I'm going to study it. I'm going to figure out what we did wrong. And then I'm usually going to turn right around and go and launch again and figure out what did we do wrong and how can we fix it this time. Now, I have a few different resources for you guys. Wow, gosh. In case you need a little extra support along this journey, because I know it can be tricky as you first learn to get over the fear of failing. The first is I have a free mindset manifesto. If you go to Rachel's Mindset Manifesto, there's some really cool topics that you can dive into, some really cool downloads, a computer screen, a phone screen, so you can check those out. But if you need a little more support and you want to work directly with me as a mentor, you absolutely can. Head on over to click, C-L-I-Q-U-E, forforlife.com and apply to join my mentorship and mastermind program. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.